In this bulletin, the bodies of two women found in Victoria's remote alpine region after blizzard conditions. Israel continues assault on Gaza City despite US President Trump's ceasefire appeal. And in AFL Premiership forward, Brody Mihocek leaves Collingwood for the Melbourne Demons. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Katrina Stearns. Police have recovered the bodies of two women found near a hut in a remote alpine region of Victoria and say the pair may have been dead for 2 or 3 days. Two hikers walking in Nelsie found the women's bodies near Cleve Coal Hut about 12:50 p.m. on Friday. Victoria Police say the pair likely died due to severe hypothermia amid blizzard conditions over the last several days, with temperatures reaching as low as minus 2.8 degrees Celsius and winds up to 83 kilometres per hour. The women have not yet been identified, as there are currently no known missing person reports. Although the identities are unknown, police believe they were aged in their 20s or 30s and might have been in the area to hike and camp. Police Inspector Paul Hargraves is encouraging members of the public to come forward with any potential information about the pair.
They may have been there for the last 2 to 3 days, which is why, you know, we ask the public, if you've been up on top of the hill in the last 2 to 3 days, if you've been hiking in that area and you saw anybody that looked a little bit disorientated, maybe not dressed adequately for the conditions, we'd certainly be very, very keen to hear from anybody that might have information.
Dozens of Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza on Saturday, despite US President Trump's plea for Israel to stop bombing the enclave following a declaration by Hamas that it was ready to free hostages. At least 36 people were killed in bombardments and airstrikes in the devastated Palestinian enclave since Mr. Trump demanded Israel halt its attacks late on Friday. Meanwhile, Palestinian civilians in central Gaza remain hopeful for a ceasefire.
President Trump has asked Israel for immediate ceasefire on our Palestinian people, and we hope that this ceasefire would continue so that all the hostages and the prisoners from both sides would be released. This is very happy news for our Palestinian people. It's the right decision, though it comes late after 2 years of struggle, killing, war and destruction.
In a statement, Hamas declared acceptance for certain parts of President Trump's 20-point peace plan, including ending the war, Israel's withdrawal, and the release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. But questions remain as to whether the militant group would be willing to disarm. Senator James Patterson says the Liberal Party must resolve its internal divisions quickly following Andrew Hastie's move to the backbench, though he admits it could take time. He says the opposition needs clarity on major policy positions, but insists proper debate is essential.
We do have to make sure we have those debates. I think one of the reflections we've all had about the last parliamentary term is there wasn't enough debate and contest about ideas, and we need to robustly contest policy before we settle on it.
Mr. Hastie defended his decision to resign from the shadow cabinet, but ruled out any challenge to Deputy Leader Susan Lee. Japan's governing party has elected Sanae Takaichi as its new leader, making her likely to become the country's first female prime minister. Ms. Takaichi beat a challenge from the more moderate Shinjiro Koizumi, who was bidding to become the country's youngest leader in the modern era, in an internal vote by the Liberal Democratic Party. Ms. Takaichi is considered one of the most conservative members of the male-dominated party, supports the imperial family's male-only succession, and opposes same-sex marriage. The new leader was elected as the party seeks to regain trust from a public angered by rising prices and drawn to opposition groups promising big stimulus and clampdowns on foreigners. A vote in parliament to choose a prime minister to replace Shigeru Ishiba is expected to be held on October 15. And in AFL, Premiership forward Brody Mihocek has turned down offers to stay at Collingwood and will join Melbourne as an unrestricted free agent. Mihocek leaves the Magpies after 8 seasons, playing 159 games in the black and white and kicking 47 goals as a key member of Collingwood's 2023 Premiership. The 32-year-old boasts a total of 267 career goals since making his debut for Collingwood in 2018. A 5-time leading goal kicker, Mihocek will bring valuable experience to a rebuilding Demon side led by new coach Stephen King. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Bye.